But first this hour, Governor Doug Ducey is expected this week to unveil a proposal dealing with gun safety and school safety. Last week, he tweeted about a number of stakeholders with whom he's met and some principles he wants to be in part of such a package. Joining me to talk about what may be in and not in the proposal is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Hey, Ben.
Good morning.
So what do we know about what the governor is expected to have in this package that he's set to unveil potentially as early as today?
Yeah, we are expecting some sort of breakdown of the governor's proposal, perhaps this afternoon. But really, the most we know at this point, as you said, is what he tweeted last week, which is basically a couple of parameters, things like increasing mental and behavioral health resources at schools, restricting access to firearms for people who pose a danger to themselves or others, and cracking down on people who are illegally possessing firearms, among other things. But within those, we don't know any of the details yet, and hopefully that will be forthcoming.
And it might be worth noting that among those ideas that you just mentioned are not some that have been talked about a lot, including raising the minimum age to buy some of these assault-style weapons to 21 and waiting periods, things like that. Does the governor not seem inclined to do those kinds of things?
You know, it's something he hasn't spoken directly to exactly, but certainly the absence of that in those tweets seems to indicate that it's not going to be a part of the plan. And that's something that Democrats at the Capitol probably aren't going to be excited about. They've worked on trying to encourage raising the minimum age. They've worked to ban bump stocks, which were used in Las Vegas. And none of those bills have managed to get anywhere through the legislative process. And it's doubtful that some of those efforts would be included in the governor's proposal. We do see two of the broad outlines that he mentioned include closing loopholes and enhanced background checks. But before anyone voices support for those efforts, I think they're going to want to see what exactly does Doug Ducey mean when he says closing loopholes and when he wants to enhance background checks, because what a Republican governor wants and what legislative Democrats want, or frankly, what legislative Republicans would agree to, could be very, very different.
When you talk about closing loopholes, one that Democrats would be talking about is the quote-unquote gun show loophole, where you don't have to have a background check if you buy a gun at a gun show. Is that the kind of thing that the governor could potentially be including in this package?
I mean, if you look at the language of his tweet on its face, closing loopholes, well, that is a loophole. Given the polarization of that specific talking point, I would be doubtful if that was included in the governor's plan. But again, that's just another example of how broad and right now how vague these parameters are. We really won't know more until later today or whenever the governor does announce this proposal.
Ben, I want to ask you about the timing of this, because as we discussed last week, lawmakers are starting slowly to start talking about the budget, which is usually a sign that the session is, maybe coming close to being in the home stretch. Earlier this year, we saw the governor call a special session to deal with opioids. That happened very quickly, a lot of bipartisan support for that. Given that this package is coming at this point in the legislative session, what does that do for the rest of the business down there and potentially for the length of the ultimate session here?
Well, I think it has the potential to throw a massive wrench into the normal goings-on at the Capitol right now. For instance, this is the last week to hold committee hearings for Senate bills in the House and vice versa. That's a pretty important legislative hurdle to clear if you're a bill trying to become a law at the Arizona Capitol. And I think it depends on the immediate reaction to the governor's proposal. If it's something that perhaps can be quickly passed, if there's enough support, be it bipartisan or within Ducey's party alone, or if it's something that people don't want to take up because they are so against it, it could perhaps just be put on the back burner. But I'm expecting the governor will use the bully pulpit of his office to try and get this through the legislature and through quickly. And that is certainly going to halt the gears down here. And it's going to push back a couple of priorities here at the Capitol. Maybe we'll see some deadlines extended, some of those hoops that you have to jump through if you're trying to get a bill passed. But Again, we'll know more hopefully later today.
Sure. Always, as always, interesting stuff going on at 1700 West Washington. That's Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.